You are listening to Crosstalk. A safe place to discuss addiction, recovery, harm reduction, and everything in between. Support for this podcast comes from the Kentucky Opioid Response Effort and Advocates of Recovery. Content and production by the team at Turning Point Recovery Community Center. Now, buckle up and get ready for the show.
Welcome everyone to Crosstalk Recovery, the recovery podcast that supports all forms of recovery. I'm Matt Lewis, and I'm here with
Sam Peterson,
Jay Sweeney,
and Roger Harris.
Welcome, gentlemen. Today is the long-awaited, much-anticipated, teased bowling podcast.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Last night,
did you
we
really
had
tease people about bowling?
Well, the people wanted it.
Yeah, they've been emailing, calling.
Nice.
I mean,
it's been a constant barrage of when is the bowling podcast coming?
Yeah.
Enough with the teasing.
Can we have sponsors?
This is how we're going to get a sponsor.
Yeah, it's coming.
Right. It's not going to be because of a performance, I guarantee you that.
You make good comedy movie, you know, videos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, last night we completed the 9-month bowling league.
Right. 33 weeks.
Yeah, it's over. We had some fun doing it, and we also
had some bad moments.
We had a lot of bad moments. I'm glad it's over. Like, Sam and I started bowling like almost 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
regularly.
Yeah,
shortly, almost immediately after Roger started bowling with us.
Yep.
And you know, I was living with Roger at Phase 3 at the time. We went through Center Point together, and then. Then Jay joined after us, you know, been in recovery for a long time, been through Center Point years ago, and we all just started doing it regularly on the cheap night.
Right.
And we sucked, except Roger. Roger's really good.
No, I'm not. I have moments.
Well, we all have moments, but you have a lot of moments.
Yeah. You know,
I've been doing it.
The people we were bowling with was giving us this idea that we were better than what we really were.
Well, we were better than, like, the other guys in recovery that were coming up to bowl around us.
Right. That's what I mean.
So then we thought, well, we'll just join a bowling league. It's time. It's, you know,
because we were the cream of the crop.
We've gone 2 years of bowling. It's time to take it to the next level. Right. We were not ready.
No, we were not.
It's a rude way to do it.
They're real good.
And then these guys bowl, like, every night. Of the week,
like in they multiple take it serious.
They travel, yeah. Dude. They're serious. Everywhere. With this.
Yeah, all over. Like,
yeah, they're special.
Metropolis, Mayfield.
It's almost an addiction. It truly is. Right. Some people get so wrapped up in bowling. I mean, like anything.
Yeah. Well, anything can become an addiction. Anything that's negative to your life that you obsess about.
Right.
Yeah, they're actually talented. You know, like.
Yeah.
Right. What place did we come in, Sam?
20th.
20th out of?
23. Yes. we weren't last.
We were not last place.
Not bad for a first outing, I'll say that.
Yeah. No. Now, we did have the highest handicap in the league.
And still not last.
Do you think it was the highest?
Oh, no. I checked and looked one time, and it was.
I heard a guy talking last week, said something about, there's only three teams like this. And that's the team we actually won 5 points off of.
Mm-hmm.
We won through 2 games and total pins. And I heard a guy talk about we were just one of 3 teams that were like this. I was like, damn, we've been categorized.
We're like this.
Yeah.
We have not reached the bar.
We're those people.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We had fun with it, though.
Look, we owned it, you know, but, yeah. Because for me, like, when we started bowling, it was about finding something that I enjoyed doing at the time,
right.
With other guys, with other guys in recovery, you know, and it kind of, and we did have fun. We'd get together, we'd talk recovery, we'd talk trash, you know, we'd have a good time, we'd lift each other up, tear each other down, build each other back up, mostly tear each other down,
mostly,
but you know, it was great, and it still was great for that. You know, like we joked about, like this. That was our weekly bowling was our meeting.
Yeah,
everybody, you know, one of them.
My meeting was camaraderie,
and we got to sit and watch other drinkers do their thing.
Right.
And I can relate to a whole lot of them.
My big thing was, is it something that's not recovery related?
Right.
We were still doing something together.
Out in a social environment.
Yeah.
You know, but still as a group of recovering people.
In an environment, you don't know what's going to happen to you.
No, there's there's some exciting times every now and again.
Roger almost got in a fight.
Yeah, he almost got beat up.
Why do we have to go? I was going to throw JT at him, but
well, I mean, just to go.
I notice he ain't here.
Yeah, well, we'll get to JT.
The quitter. quitter.
I mean, the first night of the bowling league, we met in the bar. To get the rules.
Yeah, very first league
night. And immediately, there was almost a fight. Some guy was like, I ain't paying these prices. Yeah. And they were trying.
It's great.
They were definitely fighting over the bowling.
Yeah. I'm like, what have we got ourselves into?
I loved it. That made it so much better for me. It's like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, there were a few flashbacks sitting in that bar. Wow, I got to get out of here.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody tried to approach Roger while he was about to bowl.
All right.
Screaming at him.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought he was going to eat me. He was big.
He was big. Drunk.
Sam just kept saying, you need to go sit down. I was like, please go sit down. Don't hurt me.
It's, you know, one of those calm moments in sobriety where.
Yeah.
Because Roger was beside me and I was getting ready to walk up and God walked in front of me to yell at Roger. And I'm just like, hey, man, you just need to go sit down, you know? Like,
yeah. His head was so big.
He was a big guy.
He was a big guy. Man.
Okay, enough of the almost fight.
And he was wearing one of those. Was he one of the ones in the Sesame Street?
Yes,
Sesame Street shirt?
One of the guys we were bowling said that this is the last time I'm going to see something like that because if somebody comes up to me in a Sesame Street shirt and starts yelling at me, I'm knocking them out.
Yeah.
I think they had Big Bird on it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Did
he? Yeah. That was one thing. We didn't have team shirts.
No.
Our team name was Bucket of Excuses.
We have a bunch of those, and we're good at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fitting. It actually fit our team.
It did. Yeah. None of them were good excuses, but.
I mean, you know.
None of them were real either.
Right. Hit my leg, you know. Somebody screamed.
It was 3 inches away from.
There was injuries. Sam was like, you know, in a cast for part of the season.
Knee brace.
Jay always has
multiple
knee braces.
Yeah,
that was the old hiking injury, though. It just kind of lingered around.
And my back always gives me problems. Strangely, Roger, the oldest, was in the healthiest.
I knew this was coming. I keep beating up your little Smurf thing.
I know, and drinking, and you should have brought your M&Ms you were going to eat.
I thought about it. You said no crunch of me. I had a bag for it, too.
But what do you mean you knew this was going to be brought up? Your age or that you were in the best health?
Of course my age. I mean, what week don't we talk about my age?
Well, I mean.
Wait, here. Go ahead.
I think we joke about you being drunk more than we do your how old you are.
Yeah. And, you know, you're not drunk, but you are old.
Yeah. I still kind of act like I'm drunk.
Oh, that's the joke. Like, well, Roger's drunk again.
Showing his age.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you're just going to keep riding that horse, ain't you?
Yeah. It is. And I hate that thing, too.
This is a group of old guys, because I'm the youngest guy in the room right now. I just looked around. I was like, oh, yeah, we're old guys. Because I'm the youngest.
Yeah, we're definitely.
I
want to
make
guys.
People feel bad.
That's crazy, and everybody thinks that Sam and Jay are brothers.
We get that sometimes.
I still find that amazing. I mean, I've known both of you. I met you around the same time, and you both have similarities.
Right.
One of you is 6 inches shorter than the other.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of obvious that you. That's not Sam, you know.
We had a girl actually ask if we were twins.
Yeah. Yeah. At the barbecue joint. And it's just, you know, we got big heads. We're both loud. And we both have really white beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we both wear glasses. So.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Tattoos, you know, all the other things.
Right.
Wow. Bet you both had mothers, too.
Yeah, we did. Not the same one, though.
Now, that's surprising.
Not the same one.
That's what you keep trying to tell people, but they're not buying it.
Like, when I told that little girl that she's like, are y'all twin brothers? I'm like, no, we're not even related. And she was just floored.
She had no idea. She had no idea what to think.
Okay, so as far as, do you think, well, there was, I think Jay was probably most improved.
Right, by far.
This season.
I'm going to say this just because y'all have established me as somebody who's bowled before. But I've watched all of you progress in your bowling. You've all got better in your average, your style. I tell you, sometimes we learn too much about adjustments, and then we just get lost like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How'd you do that? I hit my leg. You weren't even near your leg. Did you hear that baby? There's not even a baby in the bowling alley. What are you talking about? The worst distraction was the Girl Scout cookies, though. I'm going to say.
Yeah, they were good, though.
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, my God.
And we just, every counter had boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
They had to make a killing.
I almost ate a whole box of Samoas one night. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say I'm least improved, though.
I know, man.
I'm going to say you were most consistent, because once you got to a point, you kind of leveled out and started making slight adjustments. It didn't always work out for you, but
yeah.
My average didn't change, but like, I had better games,
mm-hmm.
but then I would have a horrible game in the middle of all that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like last week, you know, yesterday, I bowled a 130 and a 128, but then I bowled an 80.
Right.
So that kept my average where it normally is. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was usually good for one game, one good game, and then a couple mediocre games.
Right.
Yeah.
We all seem to flourish about the second game.
I'm warmed up, and then I burn out, and like that's the thing.
One game.
Yeah, it takes me a game to warm up, then I'm good, and then I'm done.
Then it's like, when do we get
ready
out
for bed? Yeah, well, that was the thing, man. Like, we come in there tired from a long day's work, and I'm sure most of those guys do too. But you know, they're drinking or probably on drugs.
Like, I don't know. As much weed as I smell in that place, they might be selling it there. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's true.
But
there was a team called Got Green.
Yeah,
and their shirts had pot leaves on them. So,
yeah. that was Alex and the boys.
Yeah,
they're nuts. Yeah, the guy that wanted to punch me, I heard him walk through one day screaming, of course I get high.
That's good announcement. For you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, that's the thing. We're all been sober for a while. Like, that was never a real temptation for us.
No.
You know?
No.
You know, if anything, they probably, guys were looking at us like, what? These guys never have a drink.
And they still suck.
Right. The worst team in there.
Maybe they should start. That's what they were thinking, you know?
Yeah. No. A couple comments were like, next round's on us, guys. And I'm like, yeah, Cokes, man.
Yeah. The kid that bowled with us last night, what was his name? Dexter?
I don't know.
The left-handed guy.
I don't know his name.
God. He was a wreck.
Boy, when he drinks.
Yeah.
That one night, he was in there, and he was like, bring on the shots, bring on the shots.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah. It's probably why we always end up winning either the second or the third game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They start to get a little buzz, and then that's when we shine.
We're just waiting on y'all. And then the bat goes, we're done.
If we could bowl five or six games, we'd really have done well.
Yeah.
Shit, I need a wheelchair.
You know, what I don't like is when we just bowled with us, it was quick. You know, three games, hour and a half. League, man, you get there at 6:30, get out of there at 9:30, 10.
Oh, yes, if a lane breaks down,
10:30, 11.
There's not like, screw it, we're going home. There's like, okay, we got to wait till this is over and finish this game. Yeah.
Or wait until they switch us lanes and then this and that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of things that made it, the season that was extremely long, seem longer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Did you know it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they get lonely? Here at Turning Point, we don't want you to ever be lonely either. That's why we're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Always feel free to come hang with our friendly staff, and don't forget your guinea pig. We're located at 415 Broadway Street, downtown Paducah.
Are you tired of having an embarrassing low bowling score? If so, you need to try Matt's proven method called bumper bowling. That's right, we're talking about those gutter rails designed to keep children from having a complete and total meltdown. Matt's bumper bowling technique is guaranteed to pull your score out of the double digits just like it did his. And don't worry, your friends aren't laughing at you, they're cheering you on.
You know, and that's why I'm glad it was over. And not everyone could handle it. Jay quit.
I quit for a little while.
In the middle of the season.
Yeah.
But came back.
Yeah, welcome back to Four Rivers, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought that I was going to get rid of seeing these guys every week, and now Jay's working here. So. and JT, he quit like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And then he started working here.
Yeah. But he started school, though, didn't he?
Don't
jump on the boy. Don't jump
like,
on
you
man.
Can pick what Wait, time are you your classes are.
Wait, are you
going
to defend JT on the podcast right now? This is our time to destroy JT.
Yeah, he chose that.
Why are you so negative, man? What's up with all the negativity?
Like, look, this is I went to college. I didn't do well. But, like...
He chose that class on anything. That day.
Because I didn't go to class, you know, I was doing, you know. And but, you know, like, I got to pick what time my classes were.
Right.
So he just picked one during bowling time.
Right, he picked that.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying it was intentional.
Yeah, well, I mean, he says, this is the only time they're ever going to have that class. In the 4 years, you're going to go to school.
Right.
Yeah, you could have chose
took that class next semester.
Next semester when you didn't have
JT,
bowling.
I tried to help you, man.
Well, there's no helping him, you know.
No.
There's facts and then there's the fiction.
Right.
I mean, it boils down to this. JT's a quitter.
I think they'll just cut through BS.
We probably would have placed higher if it wasn't because of JT. Because we had to go off of his average, which was
which was 10 points, and then 10 points less than his average.
We tried to fill the spot, so we got a guy for one night. Yeah. He paid a lot of money to bowl one night.
Yeah, he did.
That was fun.
Well, that was supposed to be
supposed to be my
replacement. Yeah. We could never get anybody to replace JT. And what else can we say bad about JT?
He is a leprechaun.
Well, yeah, he's a leprechaun. Well, yeah. Definitely a leprechaun.
I like his squirrely ball, though. That was fun to watch him throw it.
Yeah.
He could throw it left-handed and right-handed.
He was fun to bowl with, and he was good at talking trash, but he was a quitter.
He was a quitter.
He was a quitter.
More than that, a commitment
and
record.
We're supposed to – right. That's the only reason I finished it, and I'm proud of myself.
Did you feel guilty to come back because of the commitment thing? Was that it?
It kind of was. You know, I quit because I was supposed to take another job, and then that job never came out. And it was like – maybe I should go back because I committed to this. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting at home. I'm just sitting at home and not doing nothing anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, in recovery, we make keep our commitments. And then, like you're so tired of doing something. You're like, well, I made a commitment. Your friends are in recovery, they're going to hold it. You made a commitment.
Yeah. Commitment. Oh, yeah. Holding each other accountable.
First one's
to call
you.
That's what we do.
Yeah. So I'm proud of myself for fulfilling that commitment. Yeah. As much as it kind of sucked for the majority of it. We completed it, and the fact that we completed it together, it was an experience. We had some good times, man. I wouldn't trade it for
I don't know. If I ever bowl a league again, it won't be the winter league, I don't think. It would be the summer.
Yeah, summer.
Way shorter. Like, way shorter.
Wait, they have shorter leagues?
Like 14 weeks.
They chose the 33-week
league. Somebody chose the 9-month league. I didn't need to know that. That just makes it worse.
Surprise!
Yeah, the summer league's like 14 weeks.
14 weeks,
somewhere around in there.
That would be nothing.
That would have been, but now I'm just turned off to all leagues. You know, like, you give me the long league, you don't even...
Do you remember the first time Matt said he wasn't having fun?
No.
Because he was paying for bowling.
That was it. He'd gotten off for free for so long.
Bowling called up to us.
Which I will say this.
As long as we bowled together, I don't remember Matt paying for us.
That is not true.
I do remember.
I do remember.
There was a couple times.
Only when we shamed him into it. Like,
we were good at that, though. Where's Matt at? Hiding.
You guys all make better money than me.
Wow.
What was the name of our team again?
Bucket of Excuses.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I will say this. I probably won't bowl next week or the week after.
No.
Maybe still on Sunday, you know, because I bowl on Sundays with other people.
Yeah, well, and we made a commitment to them.
Yeah, but it's not a league, and it's a lot cheaper. And
right.
It's going to be a lot cheaper when we bowl again.
Yeah.
It's actually deserted on that night.
Yeah, like if we go on Wednesdays, it's like, what, $1.25 a game or something?
Yeah.
It's
cheap on Sunday nights.
Oh, that's another reason to be upset with JT, because he wasn't there to pay for his part every week. Right. So we would have gotten some money back at the end of the season.
Yeah.
As everybody does, depending on where you place. So we wouldn't have gotten much, but we'd have gotten something.
How much did we figure out that JT owes the pot?
Everybody, a full car detail is what I think, because we just pull up to his house on a Saturday with some soap.
Oh, he's going to detail our cars?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he knows it yet. You know? We'll just all pull up together with a bucket of soap and be like, all right, man, it's time to pay for bowling.
Put the old Lucky Charm on. Feeling lucky today, baby. Oh, we're here to collect.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it's fourth. What time is it? 5 o'clock. It's a late podcast, man.
Well, that's my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always late for Roger. Thanks, Roger. Get off work. You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
You're not bowling, Christ.
Yeah, so
what are we going to do from a bowling meeting now? We can't say that's a meeting.
No, like I said, I'm going to
my Sundays, man.
See, I'm going to take Street. I'm going to take a couple months off.
Couple months.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, for real. I mean, look, I'm really looking forward to having that extra night of the week, cuz I'm always busy doing something.
He's lying. Now, it's Christina's night.
It's going to become my sponsee night now.
Oh. Yeah. So you're going to go pick up some new sponsees?
Nah, I'm going to move all the other – I'll move them to that night so that I have time to do this.
What sponsees do you have working the steps right now?
Next Tuesday, I'm doing a fifth step. That's how
many
like,
sponsees do you have?
Four actively working the steps.
How many do you have not actively working the steps?
Well, many that have completed working the steps.
Well, I mean, you know, they're in the maintenance steps.
Yeah. I mean, what was that supposed to mean?
I didn't know.
There's like the limbo sponsees over here, just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
That's what I thought you had. You know what I mean? Just something that are
win-loss thing going on for
you. I have four that's currently working the steps for the first time.
Yeah.
And then I have so many that's got a year or more now that I don't even know how many I have.
Yeah,
really.
those are more just friends that we check on each other.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You know, that relationship comes.
Yeah.
Kind of different.
Happens through Facebook,
yeah, it's different.
Guys.
That's like my sponsor came and showed up to work yesterday. Was that yesterday or was it today? I guess it was today. Just showed up at my work just to hang out. You know what I mean?
And
that's where you get with that relationship. So.
Yeah, I like it when it gets there.
Yeah.
It gets to be a bond, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And it's a different kind of bond, you know what I mean? It's different than a friendship. It's different than
it's almost
a family.
Like a boss employee.
And then
and then
it changes a little bit, and you become really close. Like me and my sponsor, we take vacations together. We do other stuff together. And
yeah, I would say that's comfortable.
Yeah, it's a cool relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. I have that with a few. I've never been on vacation.
I need a sponsee to take me on a vacation.
Just me and him, and then like me, him, and my wife, and his wife, and well, we've went to Florida a couple times, went and watched a couple football games, and
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I got one I go climbing with. A couple we go to the movies together. Some we just go out to eat every now and then. You know, it's a good spot to be. I mean, that's what it's about: building those friendships, lasting relationships. You know.
Yeah,
I mean, they help me just as much as, I don't know if I help them or not, but they help me.
Wait until you get a little older in your sobriety, and then it's like it changes. As of right now, I don't have any sponsees, but it's because I'm waiting on somebody to ask me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want them to be scared of me, but I want people that are serious.
Sure.
Point blank. I don't have free time to be wasted.
Right, like he turned me down as a sponsee when I asked him. And I mean, what a perfect opportunity to bring it up.
It's probably a good thing. You notice he said he doesn't have any sponsees.
I don't have any.
Have you had any stay sober?
One.
I guess I escaped
the
that.
First week out of Blues Centerpoint story. Jay Sweeney is sitting out in the smoke area. Bullshitting the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up to him, and I'm kind of eavesdropping on everything. I'm new. I don't know nobody, you know. Still kind of petrified. And I walk up and ask him, I'm like, so are you willing to be a sponsor? He said, sponsor? I thought you worked here. I literally turned around and walked away, man. I was dumbfounded. I was like, what?
I didn't know.
Just have some of those moments you never forget, you know. And here we are, a couple years later, three and a half years later.
On a podcast,
I mean, it takes a lot as a guy in recovery for me to like work up enough to swallow enough pride to walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, what, will you be my sponsor?" Like, I ain't got time for you. But you know what? I've been that guy now.
A few times.
You know?
Have to. You know what I mean?
And I mean, sometimes you don't. You know, like.
And I don't want to not have enough time for them. You know what I mean? I don't want to put myself in a situation to where it's my fault that I didn't give them enough attention that they needed.
Like, I had a guy ask me the other night, and I have four right now currently working the steps at Center Point. And the guy was like, come on, man, I really need a sponsor. I'm like, man, I can't do it. I mean, like. They have this much time, and it's all.
At a certain point, you're doing
up.
A disservice to them and their recovery, you know.
At one point, I remember having about 20 sponsees, and you couldn't even remember like their family and what they were going on. You know what I mean? And that was a disservice too. You know what I mean? And I talked to my sponsor about it, and he said I should limit myself to about five or six, and that's a good number. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. Early in recovery, I jumped into it, and I thought I was doing what I was supposed to do, but I was doing those guys a disservice for real, getting too many. So I had to learn.
I had more when I at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, when I first got my year, I had a bunch, but I had nothing. I didn't even know what my hobbies were, so I had a lot more time, you know, so it wasn't nothing to spend two or three nights a week up at Center Point.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time anymore.
I started slow. I got a couple and got used to doing it and got them through. And then I went through like a year period where I kept five at Center Point. One would graduate. I'd get another one. Like, it was always five.
Always
and that
send
was.
Send everybody to you to ask you.
Yeah, it was exhausting, but it was a great growing period for me. And I made a lot of friends. And a lot of those guys, surprisingly, are doing good. But then there, after it took so much out of me that. There was a period recently where I didn't take anybody for a while to where I was had nobody.
And I think that's part of it. I think you have to go through those stages. You know what I mean? It's just part of it.
Yeah. But after I did that for a little while, I realized, you know, I missed it and I needed to do it and it was good for me. So then I started picking them up again.
How many sponsors you got, Roger?
Oh, dear God. I helped one guy get through Center Point.
Mm-hmm.
A second guy got arrested at Center Point on a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody let him in the building. I have no idea who. And I've had two more that I started with, and I literally got to the point I was like, guys, you're not even trying, man. Mm-hmm. So, and much like you guys just spoke about, my life is very, very busy outside of this. Not excuses, but I do have a detailed list of crap
Bucket of excuses.
Yes. One of them's an 80-year-old mom. I'm sorry.
Right.
But she likes it. It's understandable.
Yeah.
So, and a house and property, blah, blah, blah. Whatever excuses. You call them what you want. It's time-consuming. Mm-hmm. And to not be able to dedicate time to a guy to help me help someone. Somebody dedicated their time to me, and, you know, we still talk today. We still this, that, and the other. I haven't been in a spot where I felt like I had to call my sponsor, like I was in a wreck or, you know, my mind was going crazy. I was thinking about falling off the wagon, whatever you want to say. But I stay in contact with him just to say, hey, what's going on, man? Still doing good, you know? Those kind of things, that's the relationship I have now. Mm-hmm. 20 years from now, it might be, hey, what's up, you know?
Right.
I know.
If I'm alive 20 years from now.
Matt was having all his sponsees come up to the bowling alley to meet him.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, well, that's convenient.
Hey, you know, two birds, one stone.
He just converted drug dealing
into a packed bowling alley. Let me invite six people up into a packed.
Then they bring two or three friends each. Right. We're trying to bowl. They're trying to walk down there where we're bowling.
Yeah, you know
all
what?
In the way.
The truth of that is I never once invited them up there. They just knew I was bowling, and they would be riding their bikes back from a meeting and stop in there to see me.
Bucket you know? Of excuses.
One of them specifically said, Matt tells me just to come up here to see him.
That's what he said.
That is never how it went down.
He sounds like he's backed into a corner a little bit.
I mean, if I did do it, I would own up to it. I don't see anything wrong with it other than it. Look,
I
here's
didn't
the amazing
see anybody
thing.
Else's spots. He's up there bothering everybody.
Well, you guys weren't even sponsoring guys at that point.
It's easy not to see mine.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. You want to know something? My biggest issue with meetings is, despite their name, they're never about me. Here at Turning Point, all of our meetings are for you and about you. We have meetings at least 3 times a day, 7 days a week. We are located at 415 Broadway, Paducah, Kentucky. Call 270-444-3621 for more information.
Did you know that recovery from substance use disorder and mental health go hand in hand? That is why the caring and compassionate mental health professionals at Four Rivers Behavioral Health in Paducah are here to help you find your balance. They are proud of you for making the changes necessary to live a healthier life and would love to see you reach your full potential. Give them a call at 270-442-7121 or stop by the downtown location at 425 Broadway in Paducah, Kentucky.
But, like, well, that was one of the amazing things is, like, when we would bowl before the league, nothing aggravated Sam more than somebody bowling next to him and not being respectful of his turn, you know.
Right. Still does.
And then you get in the bowling league, and people are respectful, but it's just people everywhere.
Right.
Like, you have to get used to people all around
you. Can't even walk down the aisle for the bowling equipment.
They were never up there on league bowling nights.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had a couple guys of yours come through there.
Yeah, man, like they'd come up here and sit down and want to hang out, walk up there. I mean, like, you can't even be up here. It's league bowling, man. Like, because they'd come down there by the ball area and talk to you.
That happened.
It's real. I'm not making that up. That's
well, okay.
Facts.
I mean, if they showed up, I'm not going to turn them away, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was one of them was your friend.
Man, I took my boots off already.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
I blamed him being there on you,
trying to do you a favor. Anyway, and I'm still in Sam's pocket. So
yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I look at it this way: that's a friendship. That did you guys know each other prior to the Center Point?
Who, me and him? No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look at
When we met at Centerpoint, I didn't think we were ever going to be friends.
No. You guys have been friends for so long.
Just keep shaking that in the mic.
For whom the bell tolls, baby.
None of us knew each other.
No, I don't think
recovery
so.
Is
I didn't
how
know
we all met.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at the friendship and the bond that you have.
Oh, yeah.
And you two's are stronger than most people's. The group that we went through with.
We peer mentored together. We've worked together down here. Like we bowled together. Mm-hmm. We've hung out. We've done a lot. We've grown close, man. We talk about that on here several times. Like, we never expected. Like I said, I didn't like him at first at all.
I was like, he's not going to make it.
Yeah.
I thought you were pretentious.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody always does. It's my first impression.
But you were. Don't act like you weren't.
It's how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, did you ever try to get to know me?
You know when the moment I gained respect for you, and I'll tell you this honestly, was we were mandatory meeting, 6 o'clock, and getting ready to read the promises. And guys started standing up against the back wall. And you said, guys, it clearly says on the paperwork, you know, everybody stay seated while we read the promises. And everybody in the room got down and sat down. And I was like, you know, he didn't say that like a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So Sorry, I'm trying to watch my language, bro. I really am. This is not easy.
You're doing a good job.
Look, they don't edit it out when people call me an asshole. So you know,
I wasn't going there.
Plus, with you, Roger, we just be like, he's old. He can't control his language.
If you let it slide, I'm going. I'll unlock.
You know, dirty old man again. What are you gonna do,
grumpy old ass?
But yeah, I gained much respect for you that day because it wasn't about you.
Right.
It was about following the thing to center point. Now, I also believe you were on your 12th. You were on your way out. It was your week of graduation. You were back in blues.
Yeah.
But you stepped up and said something. And more guys. Of course, we had that little instigator guy there at the time, and I won't bring him up.
Nah.
But still took heed to it. And come down and sit down. You could see there was some seriousness in the voice, but I gained all kinds of respect for you that day, just because you had had enough of the horseshit,
man.
You know, and that's what it was getting to be. It was starting to build, and it was starting to build, and it was losing. The community was losing itself in itself.
You know, it wasn't my first time through,
right?
And
it was mine up here.
Yeah, and you know, I had worked there before too. The first time I went through Center Point, so there was that too, and. Man, I know when I'm out there using, I'm not following any rules.
No.
You know, so
no.
It's about me. Doing something different, you know.
It's and, me and how dare you.
And accountability looks at all kinds of different ways, you know. And, like, normally when I was saying something to a group, that was more for the community. Because, like,
right.
When you start letting that little stuff slide.
You were literally passing that down to new guys to hear. Yeah. We're supposed to be sitting down now.
Yeah, like, if you don't nip stuff like that in the bud, then that other stuff starts to happen. Then you end up in an IRF.
Right.
You know, in treatment. Nobody wants to be on IRF in treatment.
I'm going to say it never happened the entire time I was
there. Well, me either, but I mean it.
I don't know. Quarantine. There was quarantine a couple times felt like an IRF.
Yeah.
COVID did feel like that. But you had freedom cruise around. You weren't stuck.
I sat through a 14-day, a 7-day, and then like a 3-day IRF.
Yeah, but I have heard about the crew that you went through.
That first time I went through.
Guns.
We had a good crew.
Yeah.
The first time I went through, we had a 21-dayer.
Yeah.
That was when
they just got off a 21-day lockdown when I got there, like 3 days before I got there, they just come off that lockdown. And the garage was still on lockdown. You couldn't go in the garage. I just come out of prison. I hadn't had a haircut in like 6-7 months, and I couldn't even get my haircut when I got to Center Park. So it was horrible. But yeah, we had a motley crew that was in there, man. We had some guys that were getting high. Miss Thelma arrested, had 14 of them arrested all at once. Mm-hmm. It was a rough crew, man. But I made it, you know what I mean? And I was telling the guy today, it was all about, like, I was in the mindset of I was done. I was completely done. Yep. with living that other life. I was completely done with it, and I wasn't going to do it anymore. And like what Sam said, following rules was something that I'd never done. So when I got there, I followed rules. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was something that simple that led me into what I've got today. You know what I mean?
One thing I was always big on in the program was it is your responsibility to pass that down. Like, one of the things that people always say, the MTs are out of control. Out of control. Off the chain. You know?
That means your phase guys aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly what that means. You know, if you're doing your job as phase guys, you know, you're especially if you're in the, like, towards the end, you know, if you're about to graduate, it is your job to hang out with those guys and help them out.
Show them.
Yeah. And you're the example.
And not yell at them, that's, you know, stuff like that. But hey, man, this is what we do.
Right.
You want to make it through here, this is what we're going to have to do. I've always been more of a lead by example. You know,
well, yeah.
If you're a peer mentor and you tell guys to do something, but you're not willing to do it yourself.
That aggravated me so much when I was a peer mentor, seeing guys that were in the peer mentor's office and they were setting bad examples, but they weren't trying to hand out words and hold people accountable while they're hiding cell phones and doing things like that, you know? Like, it's like, what are you doing? But, you know, we're sick still.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's this thing's going to look a little bit different for all of us.
Yeah,
it is.
Can I use the old thing as an excuse for being sick still?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a free pass on some things. Yeah, you know?
Hey, I'm going to jump.
Because I'm going to take that free pass when I get your age.
Right.
Yeah, by then I'll be calling you out on bullshit.
Roger, by that time, you won't even be calling.
Yeah,
nothing.
I probably won't even remember your freaking name. So, you know, it all comes with time. I did some damaging shit in my time. So
yeah, well, right. I think we all did.
Yeah, of course. Who is that?
Here we are.
I'm going to jump back on the crew you went with. Look at how many of them are still sober today, though.
None? Me. Out of the crew that I went through with me, I'm the only one still sober.
Yeah.
So your odds were like 1 in 100, not 1 in 3.
1 in 100.
Yeah.
That's
everybody, impressive. And there's.
That's impressive.
I think there's 15 pictures on the wall from the people I went through.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that it's. There was two of us at one time, and then that guy passed away not too long ago, about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But me and him were the only ones that stayed sober out of the whole deal.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of them that came through with me that I went through with.
Yeah.
I think treatment in general does a better job at identifying mental health problems, treating more problems than. I mean,
we talk about alcohol as not being the problem as our thinking and the cycle. It applies to everything.
But, you know, I mean, it's still. I still feel like, you know, like for me, like when it really stuck's when I was really just done.
Yeah,
absolutely. You have to be at the point of being willing to do something different that you've never done before. I mean, like, we had a guy in here today that, like, left treatment, and we were trying to get him in somewhere else, and he didn't want to go. And I'm like, my job is not to coax you into treatment. Convince you need to go. Like, I'll help you with everything in my power to get you to where you want to be if you're willing to go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not ready... You know, you're just wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
Just wasting good getting high time.
Right.
Dude, I remember I went through my first experience in Florida trying AA and this and that and the other. And I thought I was ready. And I don't know how many times I'd get up and walk out of the middle of a meeting and go get high, you know. I wasn't ready. As much as I thought I was, as much as the courts and peer pressure from family and so forth were pushing me towards try this, and I was just rebellious, I'll say.
I know this, though. Go ahead.
I can't tell you how many times I thought I was ready. Yeah. This last time, I knew I was ready.
That's where I was going.
There was
that.
I think I'm ready. Uh-huh. There wasn't even
sitting
close.
Up here. So when we talk about the new guys that are not willing, and they think they know, I thought I knew.
Right.
But it got to that point where this time I was like, I've got to do something, you know. My next stop is a burial plot.
Yeah.
I go right past jail. That's nothing.
And, like, I've seen guys that probably have been sent to treatment that weren't entirely ready become ready along the way.
Right.
I'm going to say gave in. Gave up the fight.
They just found
them. Not even gave in, gave up.
Yeah.
Gave up. I'm done. It's over.
This ain't worth it no more, man. Look at me.
Something's clicking.
But, like... You know, like when I went through the first time, I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there. I want to be anywhere but there.
I was one of those guys that, like, I came in there kind of like trying to hide, and I wasn't sure I was done, you know.
You looked like the Unabomber.
Yeah, when I first got there, I didn't know that I wanted to be there.
Right.
I did.
And it was COVID. But along the way, you know, something clicked. And, you know, I was like, okay, I actually think I'm ready to do this.
I wanted to be there more than I wanted to be where I was at.
Yeah.
I'll say that because I was sitting in prison, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to be there anymore. That was
for sure. I'm sure about that.
And Center Point sounded a lot better than prison, you know what I mean?
Although I remember you telling me about prison and the time you were done, and I was... When I went there the first time, I was like, well, that doesn't sound that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Damn, bro.
If you're in that criminal mindset, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Well, and, you're amongst your element.
But once I realized that I was not going to – I still had 10 more years on my sentence, man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is not for me. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just the whole not being able to leave things.
Not being able to leave, seeing stuff that you don't want to see. You know what I mean? Watching people get taken advantage of. There was a lot of things that I definitely didn't want to see anymore, and it was good for me to get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we all made it out and then completed this bowling season.
Yeah, man.
We made it out of the bowling.
Would you rather go bowling again, do another league bowling, or go back to prison?
10 years in prison
or
another bowling league?
Bowling league. I take a bowling league.
I'll even wear the big bird shirt.
Even the winter bowling league.
Yeah. Even the winner. Wow.
33, put me down for 30.
That's commitment.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So before we leave, we got to remember, JT's a quitter.
He's a quitter. JT is definitely a quitter.
Yep. And a commitment breaker.
And he owes us
money.
Details. Car details.
Yeah.
Or money. I'll take money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could detail my own damn car. Give me money. I got to put gas in it.
I hope JT watches this and he's like, oh, they didn't do me too bad in the end. They just smack it. Yeah.
You know what? We're not going to put it too publicly what we're going to do to you out here. In private, you're good luck. Bye and weed, baby.
But I appreciate you guys coming on, and you know, maybe you guys come on again and actually talk a little more about your stories.
Right.
You know, especially Jay, since you're going to be in the building, I might just grab you at some point and be like, you're doing
That's a fine.
Podcast.
Just call me.
You are now convenience.
Yeah. Convenience.
Convenience.
That's the way the world works, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Now check us out on YouTube and listen to our audio versions on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, and Amazon Music. And as always, stay grateful.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction or in recovery and needs guidance, speak with Turning Point's team of peer support specialists by calling 270-444-3621. You are not alone, and we are proof that recovery is possible.